Well, this is Dr. Grande. Today I will analyze the case of Taylor Frankie Paul. First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the incident, then offer my analysis. Taylor Frankie Paul was born on May 23, 1994, in Pueblo, Colorado. She was raised as a Mormon by her mother and stepfather. At some point, she moved to Utah. In 2016, Taylor married a man named Tate Paul. They had a daughter named Indy and a son named Ocean. In 2021, Taylor became extremely popular on a social media platform called TikTok. She was the leader of a collaborative group of Utah mothers who functioned as content creators and social media influencers. The group, which was referred to as Mom Talk, featured beauty tutorials, choreographed dance routines, confessionals about their lives as Mormon women, and performances they referred to as comedy. In June 2022, Taylor announced in a live stream that she and her husband had engaged in soft swinging. They had an agreement where they could be intimate with other people. This agreement stated they could not go all the way unless their spouse was present in the room. Taylor indicated that she stepped outside of that agreement by having sex with a man for whom she had feelings. Consequently, she was getting a divorce. This video became enormously popular and gave Taylor an intense level of notoriety. During the next month, July 2022, Taylor Paul became romantically involved with a man named Dakota Mortensen, who she met on Instagram. A few months after this, she announced that she was pregnant with his child. The couple lived in a townhouse on West Rex Peak Way in Harriman, Utah. This is 27 miles south of Salt Lake City. On February 17, 2023, at about 11 p.m., Taylor was involved in a domestic violence incident at her home. She was arrested and charged with assault, criminal mischief, and commission of domestic violence in the presence of a child. Court documents indicated that Taylor threw her phone, a wooden playset, and metal bar stools at Dakota. One of these flying bar stools struck her daughter in the head. Her daughter was 5 years old at this time. In August 2023, Taylor pleaded guilty to one count of aggravated assault, which is a third-degree felony. The other charges against her were dismissed. She was given a deal where the felony charge would be reduced to a Class A misdemeanor in 3 years if she met certain conditions. For example, not consuming alcohol or illegal drugs, completing probation, participating in a domestic violence evaluation, and not violating any laws above a minor traffic violation. After Taylor's arrest, she and Dakota separated, but then reunited. Taylor had a son named Ever on March 19, 2024, as in, how is he ever going to get over having that name? In September 2024, Taylor and other mothers in her group were featured in the first season of a reality television show on Hulu titled The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. The first episode of the show featured body camera video of Taylor's arrest in February 2023. So this domestic violence incident was not a secret. The show was quite successful. Its viewership increased over its 4 seasons. Taylor and her boyfriend Dakota separated again, and their relationship drama was prominently featured on the reality show. On September 10, 2025, while being interviewed on the Call Her Daddy podcast, Taylor announced that she was going to be the next Bachelorette. This is a long-running ABC television reality series featuring a group of suitors who compete to get engaged to one woman. The decision to feature Taylor in the show was surprising because there was a tradition of casting women who were contestants in previous seasons of a parallel series called The Bachelor. Taylor had never appeared on The Bachelor. Production moved forward, and she recorded the 22nd season of The Bachelorette from October to December 2025. It was scheduled to premiere on Sunday, March 22, 2026. Disney, who owns ABC, invested a lot of money in the series. One thing was for certain, the premiere was going to go off without a hitch. There would be no incident to prevent it. Now moving to the timeline of the incident. On March 16, 2026, the police in Draper City, Utah, revealed there was an ongoing domestic assault investigation involving Taylor Paul and Dakota Mortensen. The alleged incident occurred in late February 2026. Each party accused the other. On the same day as the announcement about the investigation, production on the fifth season of The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives was halted. On Thursday, March 19, 2026, just 3 days before the premiere of The Bachelorette, Taylor's former lover Dakota filed a petition for a protective order against her. It was sent back for a correction and amended petition. Also on this day, TMZ published a video featuring Taylor and Dakota, which was a previously unseen recording of the February 2023 domestic violence incident. In the video, which appeared to be recorded with a cell phone, Taylor could be seen pushing and kicking Dakota as Dakota repeatedly asked Taylor to stop. Taylor then picked up metal bar stools and threw them at Dakota. Taylor's daughter, who was seated on a nearby couch, could be heard crying. Again, in the original complaint, the police noted that Taylor's daughter had been struck with one of those bar stools. This disturbing video led to a quick response on the part of Disney Entertainment Television. They decided to cancel the 22nd season of The Bachelorette. A spokesperson released a statement saying, quote, "In light of the newly released video just surfaced today, we have made the decision to not move forward with the new season of The Bachelorette at this time, and our focus is on supporting the family." A spokesperson for Taylor Paul released a statement saying, quote, "Taylor is very grateful for ABC's support as she prioritizes her family's safety and security. After years of silently suffering extensive mental and physical abuse, as well as threats of retaliation, Taylor is finally gaining the strength to face her accuser and taking steps to ensure that she and her children are protected from any further harm. There are too many women who are suffering in silence as they survive aggressive, jealous ex-partners who refuse to let them move on with their lives. Taylor has remained silent out of fear of further abuse, retaliation, and public shaming. She is currently exploring all her options, seeking support, and preparing to own and share her story," unquote. Now moving to my analysis. Here are my thoughts on a few areas that stood out to me in this case. Item number one. Based on the statement from Taylor's spokesperson, it appears as though Taylor is trying to play the victim in this case. The statement was in response to The Bachelorette being canceled, which is a clear defeat for Taylor. Yet, it never really addresses this. Instead, the statement talks about how Taylor has suffered mistreatment and is trying to protect herself and her children. It's like Taylor is trying to go on the offensive here and turn this narrative around. This was never about her misbehavior. Rather, somehow, Disney decided to cancel the show because Taylor was a victim. This doesn't really make a lot of sense. Taylor is dodging the issue altogether and trying to deflect. If she is ever able to demonstrate that Dakota did something wrong, that doesn't change what Taylor did in the barstool-throwing video. This brings me to item number two. It was no secret that Taylor pleaded guilty to aggravated assault. Disney knew about this for years. Even so, they moved forward with The Bachelorette. They were betting on Taylor, realizing that her unpredictable nature and tendency to gravitate toward drama would make her a popular choice for the show. They even violated their own tradition as far as selecting a candidate. Again, The Bachelorette should have been a former contestant. As if this wasn't bad enough, there were questions about how emotionally prepared Taylor was to find a new lover, which is kind of the point of The Bachelorette. During the finale of season 4 of The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, it was revealed that Taylor and Dakota had sex the night before Taylor was set to leave for The Bachelorette filming. Considering how Disney already knew that Taylor was not a suitable candidate, why did they cancel The Bachelorette only after the recording of Taylor throwing the bar stools was released? Nothing in that video should have been surprising to them. In my opinion, the decision was made because there is something about a video of domestic violence that makes it all too real. Disney knew the public would react strongly after seeing Taylor throwing those bar stools. It's one thing to talk about aggravated assault. It's another thing to see it occur. Disney realized that Taylor was done. She had destroyed her career as an influencer and, in the process, an entire season of The Bachelorette. Usually that show destroys itself over the course of a few episodes due to it being horrible. Taylor managed to wipe out the show without even a single episode airing, which must be some type of record. All the work that went into that show was wasted. All the money that Disney spent to produce it flushed down the toilet along with Taylor's reputation. From a business standpoint, the decision was wise. By dumping Taylor, Disney dodged more bullets than Neo in The Matrix. One can argue that Taylor's bad behavior cost Disney millions of dollars, but I think what really cost them was the unwise decision to select her in the first place. Item number 3. By throwing those bar stools at Dakota, Taylor engaged in a dangerous act. She was fortunate to be given an opportunity to reduce her felony to a misdemeanor. One would think that Taylor would have been very careful over the next 3 years. There would be no sense in taking any type of risk because she would not want to jeopardize that plea deal. One obvious tactic to reduce risk would be to avoid any contact with Dakota, regardless of who was to blame for the alleged domestic violence incident in February 2026, the one that is under investigation. It was clear that Taylor and Dakota were interacting in person, which created an obvious and unnecessary risk. Taylor should not have let that happen. Item number 4, what do I think happened in this case? This is just a theory, my opinion. Taylor Francis Paul became a well-known social media influencer by exposing a scandal that she was involved in. She continued to grow in popularity because she was physically attractive and behaved erratically. The secret lives of Mormon wives gave Taylor yet another opportunity to build her brand, to prove that she was well-suited for reality television. People who succeed on these shows often share the same personality traits: low conscientiousness, high extroversion, low agreeableness, and high neuroticism. The difficulty with this personality profile is how it leads to conflict. People like this are difficult to manage. They are impulsive, sensation-seeking, antagonistic, anxious, and don't play by the rules. When Disney decided to make Taylor the Bachelorette, they made a risky decision. This reminds me of the theme of the Jurassic Park movie franchise. Dinosaurs are exciting and draw large crowds, but they are also unpredictable and dangerous. Disney was trying to make an exhibit out of a Taylor Frankie Paulosaurus. Taylor may not have been as clever as a Velociraptor or as strong as a Tyrannosaurus Rex, but she was significantly more likely to hit somebody with a bar stool than any known dinosaur. Disney took a chance, and it did not pay off. For them, this is just the cost of doing business. The 22 men who were involved in the 22nd season of The Bachelorette may view things differently. They might be disappointed that the season never aired. I think they should look at this another way. If the season aired, they would have been seen pursuing Taylor Frankie Paul. This would not speak well of their taste in romantic partners. Those are my thoughts in the case of Taylor Frankie Paul. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon.